You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's ambassador to Australia, Alexei Pavlovsky, was hauled into the Foreign Affairs Department on Wednesday. That meeting was held behind closed doors, but the Prime Minister's wrath over Russia was out in the open.
We can't have some suggestion that Russia has some just case here that they're prosecuting. They're behaving like thugs and bullies, and they should be called out as thugs and bullies.
Scott Morrison is fearing the worst, stating the invasion is unjustified and unprovoked.
Quite sadly and tragically, the sheer force of that violence of a thug and a bully is about to be impacted upon the people of Ukraine.
Australia has announced travel bans and financial sanctions on 8 individuals and on Russia's National Security Council. The governing elite, including Russia's foreign and defence ministers, are said to have aided and abetted the movement of troops into Ukraine.
With the United States and Canada and the United Kingdom and many other countries, European Union, we'll be adding names to the list, I can tell you. And we'll be ratcheting it up further to potentially other areas of economic activity.
Broader sanctions will also be directed at Ukrainian regions Donetsk and Luhansk. They're expected to hit transport, energy, telecommunications, oil, gas and mineral reserves, as well as several Russian banks. Ukraine's top diplomat in Australia, Vladimir Shalkivsky, has welcomed the moves and hopes they will be expanded.
At this stage, it's really important to keep pressure on Kremlin. So sanctions is the cornerstone of that pressure from the international community.
The government is again appealing for Australians to urgently leave Ukraine. 184 nationals are registered with the embassy, but as many as 1,400 are thought to still be in the danger zone.
People who are in the firing line there in Ukraine, and they're in the firing line of Russian guns and Russian tanks and Russian planes and Russian missiles.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he's been briefed on the situation.
It's important to give Russia a clear message that all Australians stand united against Russian aggression and in support of the people and the country of Ukraine.
Canberra's diplomatic posts are now closed and embassy officials have been evacuated. But the government is promising those trying to secure a humanitarian pathway out will be prioritised.
They will go to the top of the pile, and I've asked for those to be concluded urgently. There are some 430, roughly, applications from Ukrainian citizens to come to Australia.
Now Australia is bracing for Russian retaliation, not just on the ground, but also online. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews is warning that could cause major damage.
We are concerned about the potential for a cyber attack, particularly on our critical infrastructure in Australia. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to go lightly in relation to our response to Russia.
The Prime Minister will meet with the Governor-General this week to sign off on the sanctions. He'll also hold a phone hookup with Ukraine's Prime Minister. Grishani Danji, SBS News.